Now the rest of the story. September 6, 1622, a Spanish fleet sailed through the Straits of Florida directly into the teeth of a hurricane. There were 28 vessels in all. 8 were swept toward the Florida coast. 1 went to the bottom, the rear guard ship of the fleet. Her name was the Atocha. She was armed with 20 bronze cannon, manned by officers and crew and military personnel and even priests, and she was laden with treasure, gold and silver and ingots and art and something else. And thus was lost the Atocha and everything she bore, but not forevermore. In July of 1985, the wreck of the Atocha was discovered about 25 miles west of Key West. And divers went down to investigate, and what they found was not a solitary sight, but rather a trail of wreckage on the ocean floor, silent testimony to the ship's valiant struggle before she finally succumbed to the wind and the waves. And the divers found something else. Over 100,000 silver coins, thousands of which are now considered to be extremely rare, and gold coins as well, and gold bars, 115 of them, and silver bars, nearly 1,000 of them, and 305 copper ingots and 315 emeralds. Perhaps most significantly, 599 individual artifacts, from monumental silver candlesticks to elegant golden chains to shimmering crosses inlaid with precious jewels, and there were silver pitchers and communion cruets and eating utensils and incense burners, an incredible collection of finery dredged up from the prison of time, and something more. 250 some things more. The real treasure of the Atocha. They were discovered by Corey Malcolm, a bearded young archaeologist from the Mel Fisher Maritime Heritage Society. They were discovered as Malcolm was sifting through the Atocha's sand and gravel ballast. In those days, they either had to carry rounded stones or sand and gravel aboard as ballast in the sailing ships. And it was midst that ballast that Corey Malcolm found this treasure. Later, he described the thrill of his discovery as the sort of thing where your stomach starts burning and churning. Thereafter, the archaeologist kept watch over his treasure as a father would over his children. Sometimes the 24-year-old scientist would even get up in the middle of the night to make certain it was still there. And it's still here. For the true treasure of the Atocha was neither silver nor gold nor precious gems, but rather something that no man has ever learned to make. Life itself. For embedded in the tightly packed sand and gravel that the Atocha used for ballast were seeds, weed seeds, about 250 of them. And after Corey Malcolm put them in water to keep them from drying out, he returned 9 days later to observe that 4 of those seeds had sprouted. 2 of those 4 sprouts have survived. They grew to adulthood in potting soil, their leaves reaching upward into the sunlight of another century. After 365 years of slumber on the bottom of the sea, the life in those seeds was awakened, and a day gone by, an era long dead, is green again and reproducing itself again. Now you know the rest of the story.